The rate of heroin use in Wisconsin has hit epidemic levels. On Thursday, Governor Walker announced a special session of the legislature to tackle the problem. He also told the State Department of Health Services to apply for federal funding through a program called the 21st Century Cures Act. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, some leaders call the heroin epidemic the worst drug public health crisis facing the country, not just Wisconsin.
In 2016, more people died in Wisconsin from overdosing on opiates than in car accidents. Governor Walker late last week announced a plan to take on the opioid and heroin epidemic here.
A lot of it's about treatment. A fair amount of it's about giving families in particular the ability to, who oftentimes feel helpless, more tools to help them, particularly if their family members are initially fighting.
Walker will call legislators into a special session to take up a number of bills. One would allow K-12 personnel to administer drugs on school property that counteract opioid overdose. Another would create a recovery school where kids could attend high school classes and receive drug treatment. It's probably not enough, according to Robert Craig of the group Citizen Action Wisconsin.
You need to spend a great deal more money and cover a whole lot more young people in high schools across the state of Wisconsin than Governor Walker is currently proposing.
Craig says he favors a plan that Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson put forth. It would screen every public high schooler to ensure they were not using opioids or heroin. If they are, treatment could be offered. Ian Powell says the problem is a tough one to kick. Powell is a doctor at Rogers Memorial. He says people who try heroin have about 1 in 3 chance of becoming addicted, but many don't think they will.
It could be, but the perception of dangerousness among new initiates is not high enough to deter people.
Another danger, Powell says, is the fact that heroin found on the streets these days is much more potent than the drug that appeared here in the 1970s, so people don't have to shoot up as they did decades ago.
These days, the heroin supply is fairly potent, so but less effective administration routes, such as nasal inhalation or smoking it, are fairly effective.
Powell says that because some people are choosing not to inject, they think they're safe from blood-borne infections, but there are still grave dangers.
You can make bad decisions that lead to having sex without any sort of protection. People get into prostitution sometimes. You know, it's not necessarily the type of prostitution that we stereotype as someone out on the street, but, you know, casual exchange for sex, for drugs. And as well that, you know, if you do share straws or whatever device you're using for nasal inhalation, you could transmit hepatitis C that way as well.
Powell says what would help him in treating people addicted to heroin is easier access to drugs that ease the symptoms of withdrawal. He also says Wisconsin needs more treatment programs, so they're available throughout the state. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.